The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reported in early August that the number of West Nile virus cases tripled in a week. More than 150 people in 16 states are infected. The virus has infected more than 4,000 people and killed nearly 300 since it first appeared in the United States 4 years ago. Public health officials say West Nile virus and other mosquito-borne diseases can be largely controlled if people take simple steps such as eliminating sources of stagnant water. Joe Humke's insecticide sprayer is a powerful machine. It has to be. Mr. Humke, a mosquito control inspector for Miami-Dade County, is hunting for mosquito larvae, and lately his job has a sense of added urgency. The reason? West Nile virus, a deadly mosquito-borne disease that has killed nearly 300 people since it was first detected in the United States in 1999. Mr. Humke is a constant presence in the West Miami suburbs that crowd the edges of the Everglades swamp, an area infested with mosquitoes. As he hunts for mosquito larvae, Mr. Humke explains what he is looking for.
They look sort of like a little worm wiggling, and there's other things that look similar, but you can tell the mosquito larvae. These here are swimming like in a figure eight. That's 80s aegypti, which it's a yellow fever mosquito, but fortunately we don't have a problem with yellow fever. But they do bite. They're very annoying. You know, these are the ones that go after your ankles and your elbows, and one of the biggest pest mosquitoes around.
So far, Joe Humke has not encountered any mosquito larvae of the type believed to cause West Nile virus. However, alarms were raised recently when the virus was detected in the carcasses of two birds found in the southern part of Miami-Dade County. The virus mainly affects birds, and researchers believe it has been spread by migrating birds. Other animals, such as horses and even alligators, have been infected by the virus, too. It is believed it is passed to humans from bites by mosquitoes carrying the virus they picked up from infected birds. The virus gets its name from the West Nile district of Uganda, where it was first reported in the 1930s. With increased world travel, West Nile is another of a number of diseases that have spread around the world in recent years, causing alarm among public health officials. Most of those who do get sick experience only flu-like symptoms. Experts say less than 1% of infected people will develop the potentially deadly West Nile encephalitis or meningitis. The elderly are most at risk. Entomologist Marlon Nelms is in charge of the Miami-Dade Mosquito Control Division. He says so far, Florida has been spared any outbreak.
The mosquito that we believe transmits it is called a Culex mosquito. We don't have large numbers of these mosquitoes, but we do have enough to actually transmit the disease. And it's a brown mosquito, relatively innocuous, and actually prefers to feed on birds more so than it does on people. And we think this is one of the reasons why there is not very many people infected with it.
Even so, Mr. Nelm says people can take steps to avoid being bitten.
And you can either do this by staying away from them, which means staying indoors, which at some point in time, you have to go out of doors. But if you do, wear repellent, wear long-sleeve clothing, and inspect your property on a routine basis for anything that can hold water, because all it takes to have a mosquito problem is to have some standing water for about a week, and you will very likely have mosquitoes.
Mary Jo Trepka directs Miami-Dade County's Office of Epidemiology and Disease Control. She says good communication among healthcare professionals is the key to fighting a public health threat like the West Nile virus outbreak or the anthrax scare that followed the 2001 September 11th terrorist attacks.
I think the best way to deal with potentially new illnesses is to have a very good surveillance system. That is, for there to be a very good and strong communication between healthcare providers and the public health agencies. So if a healthcare provider sees something that's unusual, the person knows who to call. That's crucial. And it's also crucial that our ongoing system for regular disease reporting is strong. I think a good example would be our anthrax attack. The first case was in Florida, and it was identified by an infectious disease physician in Florida who called the head of the Palm Beach County Health Department and said, listen, I think I've got something going on here, and that led to the rapid identification and the response and the identification of that outbreak.
Florida public health officials also say the public can and does help. They are advised to get rid of standing sources of water where mosquitoes breed, and they are encouraged to participate in programs like the Dead Bird Surveillance System, which asks community residents to report any bird carcasses they see lying around. Public health officials say that system has helped them catch early cases of West Nile virus before they spread to humans and create a public health emergency. Jim Teeple, VOA News,